2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL's top national story, special coverage with David Dujanovic.
The death of what appears to be a handcuffed and unarmed black man by the name of George Floyd. He was in police custody in Minneapolis. Officer was arresting him, and he had his knee to the back of George's neck. George is dead. Protesters taken to the streets. From Minneapolis to Houston, Texas, Connor Boyack, by the way, guest hosting today for Dave Noriega. Protests are breaking out all over the country.
And I think rightly so. A lot of people are really upset. As Chief Burbank said on the last segment, this is not an isolated incident. Things like this have been happening for a while, and it's time to get to the bottom of it and try and resolve it.
So there's a homicide investigation going on that will look at the officer's actions. The FBI also getting involved at stepping into the investigation to determine if there was a civil rights violation. And by at first blush, it appears there's no question, but the FBI will do its due diligence and look into the matter, here's the point where I cannot imagine the other officers, Connor, not jumping in to stop this ridiculousness that's going on in the streets of Minneapolis. Here's George Floyd making a plea to take a breath.
I can breathe. Breathe in the name of the...
It just looks all kinds of horrible and sadistic. Connor?
I think people watching the video are feeling a lot of emotions right now when they see that happened. And not only could he not breathe, but when, he appeared to stop breathing, when he was no longer responding, the officer continued to apply pressure on his throat, on his neck for several minutes.
The question we're asking is, should the officer, particularly the one who has the knee on the back of the neck of George Floyd, be charged with murder? The investigation is ongoing, and as we always point out, the details are unfolding. So I may be accused in a couple of weeks of jumping to conclusions along with the rest of the nation. But let's bring on Mark Ryan. He's a listener of the show. He's also a former federal law enforcement officer. Mark, did I get that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. And you told our producer, Andrew Hull, that you once trained officers in use of force?
Yeah, so I was responsible for the use of force training program for a large federal agency for about 8 years. And I can tell you 100% that is absolutely not a thing that at least federal agencies teach. And I can tell you local and state agencies do not teach that as a method for controlling someone. There is a method where you might use a small amount of body weight with your shin across the shoulder blades of somebody to control them temporarily while they're handcuffed. But once they're handcuffed, absolutely not. I saw the video. It was incredibly disturbing. I was deeply saddened to see that kind of treatment. Unfortunately, it's one of those things. If I had been there, they would have had to arrest me because I would have peeled that guy right off. The other thing, in terms of should the officer be charged with murder, those types of things are issues of intent, certainly negligent homicide at the least. And those other three officers that were there, one of the things that we teach our agents is that if you're in the presence of another agent and that agent is doing something that you know to be wrong and you fail to act, you're just as culpable.
Debbie, I think that's the most salient question right now. We've worked on a number of law enforcement issues at Libertas Institute over the years, and one of the opposing narratives always is, you know, the actions of bad cops should not sully the good name of good cops, right? There are bad apples, but bad apples can spoil the bunch if you don't toss them out. And I think what we see in this video is the challenge that I think law enforcement has, police officers in particular, is when they see a colleague doing something wrong, do they have the, I don't know if it's courage or, you know, whatever, the mental acuity to tell their friend who they work closely with, hey, you're doing something wrong. And in this video, we're presented with a clear case where not only were these officers not helping, they were preventing other people from helping. There was someone who wanted to go help,
yeah,
and the guy with his knee on his throat pulled out his mace to fend them off.
Yeah,
I also noted that some of the officers that were there that were sort of guarding the area appeared to be a lot younger than the officer that was actually effecting the arrest and doing the kneeling on the neck. And so there's and I don't know what the ranks were. I was difficult to tell, but there's also some of that there that, you know, hey, I'm a new guy. I've got maybe 4 or 5 years on the job, and I've got, you know, my sergeant or someone that's over here that's my training officer that's doing something. Am I going to correct it? We have to change that mentality. We hire police officers and we pay them and we give them a lot of authority. We give them the right to make decisions, to take people's lives, to put people in jail. You have to be confident that the decision that you're making is good. And if it's not good, then you know what? Maybe I get a bad rating this year. So what? But someone's not going to die, right? You can't just let people do whatever they want to do and look the other way.
Mark, I want to ask you, and again, if you're just jumping in the car and joining us, Mark Ryan is a listener of the show. He was listening to our, the video's gone viral. The officers involved have been fired and they're now under investigation by the local authorities, but also certainly by the FBI. I want for a moment to take us to inside this officer's mind, if you could, just for a moment, what could possibly be his defense? You're a former LEO yourself, a federal officer. You've trained officers. What could possibly be his defense for that type of an action?
Okay, I think there's two things. The first was that he may say that it was bad training. That, hey, I didn't do anything wrong. That's what I was trained to do. And that may be the case. And one of the things they're going to go back and look at is his training records, right? They're going to look at the program. They're going to see if that was something that was in the program, if it was a modified move or something like that. He looks a little older, so it might be something that was maybe done in the early 2000s. I don't know. But also, the instructors, as a former instructor, my responsibility when I'm training officers or agents is that I have to correct them. And if I see an agent or an officer doing something wrong in the context of a use of force, arrest training scenario or whatever, and I fail to act as the instructor and I don't correct it, what have I just done? I've basically just given license to that person to do something that I know to be wrong, right? So,
Mark Ryan, great input here. I think it's important for the discussion to include that we need to go back and look at the training. I think that's something we're all going to be very closely paying attention to. So thanks for joining us. And Debbie, one of the things that I'm really going to be paying attention to here is where the accountability lies. If, in fact, he was trained to do this, then is the agency going to be held accountable? Where does the buck stop when this type of action happens?
Straight ahead, we have a brand new Can't Miss podcast here at KSL News Radio. We're going to go in-depth on the Josh Holt story with Becky Bruce when she joins us live on the show.
Dave and DeGenovic. Remember, every KSL host is as close as your Amazon Echo or Google Home speaker.
Just say, play KSL News Radio. And there's Dave and Debbie, Boyd Matheson, and Lee Lonsberry.
They're Utah's all-day companions for news,